Leafy News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has arrived in Los Angeles to get a first-hand look at wildfire damage. Governor Gavin Newsom greeted him on the tarmac as he walked off Air Force One.
It's like you got hit by a bomb, right?
Yeah.
Like you got hit by a bomb. Would you like to say something?
Most importantly, thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support. We're going to need your help. You were there for us during COVID. I don't forget that. And I have all the expectations that we'll be able to work together to get this speedy recovery.
We will. We're going to get it done.
Sagar Magani reports Trump visited another disaster zone on the way to L.A.
The president says he's looking at fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA.
Or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
Speaking in North Carolina, where the Hurricane Helene recovery continues, the president suggested a big shift in the federal government's role in disaster response.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters.
And while he vowed to help North Carolina, which voted for him in all three elections, the president was less generous toward Democrat-led California, saying he wants concessions like voter ID requirements in exchange for disaster aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Disasters cost the U.S. more than $217 billion in economic losses last year, according to insurance broker Aon PLC, an 85% jump from 2023. An advocacy group representing Israeli hostage families has confirmed that four set to be released by Hamas on Saturday are female Israeli soldiers. Under the ceasefire agreement, Israel is to release 200 Palestinian prisoners, including 120 militants serving life sentences for deadly attacks. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is suggesting Israel might not withdraw all of its forces from Lebanon by the Sunday deadline set in its ceasefire with Hezbollah. This is AP News. At the Australian Open, an early exit for a top player.
An injured Novak Djokovic had to quit mid-match in his Australian Open semifinal. Djokovic says he had a muscle tear and the pain was getting worse and worse. He lost the first set against Alexander Zverev.
Unfortunately, due to injury, Mr. Djokovic can no longer continue playing. Game, set match, Zverev.
Djokovic gave two thumbs up as he left the court. He said the tank was empty.
I knew even if I won the first set, it is going to be a huge uphill battle for me, you know, to stay physically fit enough to stay with him in the rallies, you know, for another, God knows what, 2, 3, 4 hours.
Djokovic was bidding for an 11th championship at the Australian Open and a record 25th Grand Slam title overall. I'm Ed Donahue.
Zverev will face Jannik Sinner in Sunday's final. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.